At Frost Bank, we believe young people are fearless. Look at the two biggest tech companies, both created by people under 25. Or when the world's biggest band flew over from England, they were all under 25. Our youngest customers are capable of amazing achievements, but they're still figuring out who they are. So we help by waiving the monthly service charge on certain accounts for account holders under age 25. It's about supporting the next generation. It's about more than money. Frost Bank.
Wow, navigating this housing market sure isn't easy.
I had the same problem until I found Pathway Homes. They have move-in ready homes all over the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Really? Those rental companies make me nervous.
Pathway Homes is different. They renovate the homes and have professional property management after you move in, and they lock in low rent increases for 3 years. Plus, they give you the option to buy the home after the first year. It's up to you if you want to buy in the future if mortgage rates go down.
I really have to check this out. How do I qualify?
If your household income is over $75,000 and your credit score is above 620, you can apply online at yourpathway.com. Once you're approved, just choose from one of their homes that fits your budget and move in.
With rents going up so much the past few years, this sounds great. How do I contact them?
Just go to yourpathway.com. That's yourpathway.com. Yourpathway.com.
Approval is subject to underwriting review.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
If you watch Newsmax, maybe if you watch Fox, if you watch One America News and some other conservative outlets, you may know about this. If you watch MSNBC, if you watch CNN or ABC, NBC, CBS, you will likely not know about this story. It's something you want to know because it definitely impacts you, but this is something you likely don't know if you're a regular digester of so-called mainstream media, the basket of bias press, as I call it. The headline is, well, it's bad. Russia and China sent large naval patrol near Alaska. This happened over this last weekend. The Wall Street Journal doing the reporting. A combined Russian and Chinese naval force patrolled, quote unquote, patrolled near the coast of Alaska earlier this week in what the United States experts said appeared to be the largest such flotilla to approach American shores. Now, let me stop there for a second. This unholy alliance that is developing by the Russians, by the Chinese, by Iran, they are just the tip of the iceberg. The BRICS nations are creating economic cooperatives, while the other countries are creating military cooperatives to make sure that the United States is no longer the lone superpower in the world. As a matter of fact, the effort is to make sure that yours and my country collapses so that the world is no longer under the protection of a free people, under a freedom-loving people. Rather, the world is under the boot of totalitarians, of those who believe in elitist rule over the masses. And that's precisely where we're headed. Now, I'm sad to say that there are people who call themselves Americans who are actually jonesing for this, who are actually pulling for this type of thing to happen. We call them Democrats. And some of them have been bought off on the other side of the aisle, the Republicans who are enabling of those Democrats. Let me go back to the Wall Street Journal. 11 Russian and Chinese ships steamed close to the Aleutian Islands. 11, my friends, according to U.S. officials. The ships, which never entered U.S. territorial waters, have since left. They were shadowed by four U.S. destroyers and P-8 Poseidon aircraft. And it's a historical first, said Brent Sadler, a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation and a retired Navy captain. Given the context of the war in Ukraine and tensions around Taiwan, this move is highly provocative, Well, that's a very polite way of saying that our enemies are testing us because they know they can, because they know that Beijing, Biden, and the Democrat Party will do nothing to defend us, that, you know, short of a breach in our territorial waters. And folks, I am not convinced that if that flotilla did breach our territorial waters, that anything would have been done to stop them. That the order would not have been given by Beijing Biden. The order would not have been given by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley. That Lloyd Austin, the defense secretary, would not have given the order to defend the United States from such powers. I'm not convinced. A spokesman for the U.S. Northern Command confirmed that Russia and China had carried out a combined naval patrol near Alaska, but didn't specify the number of ships or their precise location. Air and maritime assets under our commands conducted operations to assure the defense of the United States and Canada. The patrol remained in international waters and was not considered a threat, the command said. Well, if command doesn't consider a flotilla of 11 ships made up of communist China and Russian ships, if they don't consider that a threat, then they are damned fools. By the way, our Navy is now eclipsed by China's Navy because a lot of your folks inside of government, a lot of them Democrats, some of them Republicans, have seen fit to fall asleep at the switch. Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska, Republican member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said the patrol was a reminder that the U.S. has entered a new era of authoritarian aggression and applauded the robust U.S. response. Uh-huh. If we had a robust U.S. response, might I suggest, Senator Sullivan, that Russia and China never would have dared come so close? Might I suggest that? More on the threat that communist China and its growing list of allies poses to us. Coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile. They have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network. They have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code, STORM, you support me, and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to PatriotMobile.com/STORM, PatriotMobile.com/STORM, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/STORM.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Lots going on around the globe and here at home. And while we want to turn our focus to our enemy, by the way, it's just been reported that communist China has hacked through the Microsoft cloud. You know, their friends over at Microsoft has hacked United States government servers. Just thought you all ought to know, a little reminder, communist China is an enemy to the United States. Let me bring on Frank Gaffney. He's the founder and executive chairman of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C. The center has been nationally and internationally recognized as a resource for timely, informed, and penetrating analyses of foreign and defense policy matters. Mr. Gaffney, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Privilege to be with you, Chris. Thank you.
Well, let's have a conversation. You've asked the question, and I want to explore this because I think it's a good one. What's worse, the World Economic Forum or the Chinese Communist Party? Now, I would say I have a hard time telling the difference between the two. What say you?
Well, that's a good point. Let me come back to it. Let me just say, if it's a head-to-head match at the moment, I don't think there's any question that the Chinese Communist Party is far more dangerous. They've, after all, killed, as we talk about in our new book, The Indictment, 100 million of their own people. And that doesn't count the 400 to 500 million of babies in the womb that they've murdered. So there's nothing like that, certainly not among the globalist elites of the World Economic Forum. But the thing that's really worrying to me, which comes to your point, which is they are working together in concert, which makes them together and individually, for that matter, vastly more dangerous than either of them would otherwise be. And the thing about it, first, if you reflect on it for a minute, is what binds them together, at least for the moment. And by the way, a third group of totalitarians, I call them Sharia supremacists, they all have in common one thing, and that in the medium term, they're seeking the destruction of the United States of America. It's a common purpose. They'll sort out, once we're gone, who's going to run things. And my guess is it'll be the Chinese communists again. But the problem is we're not paying attention, as we should, to their near-term agenda, let alone the degree to which they are. They share a lot in common, as you say, in terms of their enthusiasm for control that is terribly, terribly dangerous for freedom-loving people like us.
Well, which is communistic. And you know what? That leads my next question, and it's going to get us back to talking about domestic politics and how we're dealing with the red menace. Do you think, you mentioned 500 million slaughters of children by the Communist Chinese Party. You mentioned that their totalitarian views, their desire to rule over others. Do you think that's why Communist China is so popular with the Democrat Party here in the United States? Why 65 of their ranking elected officials voted to protect China from an investigation by the U.S. government into their malign activity against our country? The reason why Joe Biden is thought of the American people, poll after poll, say that he's compromised by Communist China. Do you think that's why the Democrats are so enamored with that country, because of their level of control over the masses?
I think that's got a lot to do with it. Look, let's face it, and I'm a former Scoop Jackson Democrat, so let me put that on the table here. I take no pleasure in pointing this out, but the reality is that the Democratic Party of today is not that of John Kennedy or Scoop Jackson and the others. It is a Marxist party. And so, yes, that's why they're enthusiastic about the kind of control that the Chinese Communist Party exercises and is encouraging to be adopted elsewhere around the world. The China model, they call it. And you may remember that term from the COVID unpleasantness, when everybody said, you know, we got to do what the Chinese are doing, which is lock things down and make everybody wear masks or otherwise, you know, isolate themselves. That model fits perfectly into the Chinese Communist larger agenda.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci. Mr. Gaffney, Dr. Fauci in congressional testimony saying he was a big supporter of Communist China, trusted their scientists, he said. We've got it on tape. He trusted the communists. Look, I want to...
He was paying them, working with
them. Well, yeah, he was...
He trusted them.
Yeah, he was diverting a lot of our money over there and didn't want to get caught. Yes. And now that's all... That house of cards is collapsing before our very eyes. Let me ask you about some recent headlines, and there's several aspects of this that I think we ought to address. First off, you've got Beijing Biden. He admitted the United States is low on ammunition, and it's all going to Ukraine. We all know this. Can you address his leak first of classified information and what it means?
Well, when you have an individual who has the cognitive challenges
which is the fancy way of saying is no longer in his right mind. And in the case of Joe Biden, it's an open question as to when that developed.
30 or 40 years ago?
Yeah, for example. But reality is that he cannot be trusted with classified information. And we are in a position where he is at the moment. I don't think he's running much, but he does go out and run his mouth on occasion. They try to control it, but when he does, not infrequently, he is making, I think, dangerous matters even more so. For example, in this case, by not only, I'm sure, emboldening the Russians in Ukraine, but emboldening their senior partners in the No Limits Partnership, namely the same people we've been talking about, the
China.
Chinese Communist Party.
Yep.
And by the way, I know you've been paying attention to this, and I'm sure your listeners, we're at the cusp of a war, a shooting war with these guys.
Well, I'm going to don't jump. Yeah, don't
about other kinds.
Yeah, don't jump ahead because that's exactly where I'm going. But let's just take this methodically, one step at a time. By the way, Frank Gaffney is our guest, folks. He's the founder and executive chairman of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C. So I have a theory about where this depletion of America's munitions or alleged depletion of America's munitions is leading. What is my theory is this, and let me just tell you, let me just bounce it off of you and see what you think. We all know the Brits gave away Hong Kong ahead of schedule to placate communist China, and millions of people lost their freedom. My theory is that as Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden and all of these folks on the inside release this information about how we're dumping all of this ammunition into Ukraine and we have none left in our stores in forward positions all over the globe, that when China makes its move on Taiwan, Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden will lock arms and say, well, we're just not strong enough to defend Taiwan. We're very sad. We condemn this, but we're not going to lift a finger to stop it. What do you think of that theory?
I think it's absolutely right. Unfortunately, one other fillip to this is I think that the Chinese may already have telegraphed to, Tony Blinken or Janet Yellen that they'll sweeten the deal by committing, giving us a guarantee that they will let us have access to those advanced ships out of Taiwan as long as we don't interfere with their conquest of the place. Yeah. And I think in that circumstance, you'd absolutely see Joe Biden and Mitch McConnell and, I don't know, maybe Kevin McCarthy and others on the Republican side as well as the Democratic side of the aisle all saying, you know, geez, too bad that the Taiwanese had to go over the side, but there it is.
Yeah, you know what would be sad because it would be sad because, as you know, communists lie. They always lie. So
well, they would certainly lie about that guarantee, I can tell you that.
Absolutely,
They will cut those chips off like they're doing geranium.
Well, they threatened, remember during the pandemic, Mr. Gaffney, they threatened to cut off our medications because
100%.
they have production capability over there. So communists lie. You can't trust a communist. And that is a Salcedo Show axiom that is never been disproven, never been disproven.
Yes.
Now, then the final point where you were going initially, Beijing Biden has approved cluster munitions be deployed because it's all we've got left, allegedly, cluster munitions into theater. Now, Senator Cassidy has said that the deployment of cluster munitions is a war crime. He said that, of course, when Russians were accused of doing it. But now that America is doing it with Joe Biden, it doesn't take much imagination to figure out when a cluster bomb takes out massive numbers of fired by a Ukrainian soldier, an untrained Ukrainian soldier, takes out massive populations, whether it be Russian soldiers or Russian civilians, where that's going to lead. Will you tell perhaps the Democrats in the audience about the dangers of a headline, American cluster bomb kills hundreds, thousands of Russians? Where does that go?
Well, it could result in the kind of escalation that Vladimir Putin has been threatening for some time. But, you know, interestingly enough, it wasn't just Senator Cassidy who's changed his mind on this. It's, of course, the Biden administration as well. They were talking about this as all being a war crime when the Russians were doing it. But look, I'm even more concerned about the damage we're going to wind up doing to Ukrainians with all of this. There will be all kinds of carnage as a result of these guys pursuing, out of desperation, the further depletion of our military capabilities, and further, I believe, incentivizing the Chinese to believe that they can, well, act with, if not complete impunity, at an acceptable cost to attack not just Taiwan, but us as well. And this is the really frightening thing. They have been at war with us for some time. Indeed, this is the real substance of our book, The Indictment. We don't know it. We haven't recognized it. We haven't responded properly to it. We recommend ways to do that. But the reality is, the true bottom line is, they are now poised. And Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, is endlessly talking about it to his own troops and to his people, and
yep,
publicly, more broadly, to go to war. And the old-fashioned kind of war is what he's talking about, the shooting kind. This is a desperate moment where I think further squandering of our limited resources, financial as well as military, in Ukraine is not supportable. And we invite the whirlwind if we don't change course.
Amen to that. And the only people who support it are Mitch McConnell and 16 other currently serving, or 15 other currently serving Republican senators, and every Democrat, and Joe Biden, and maybe some House Republicans as well. And I think it's foolhardy. The United States, Mr. Gaffney, as you know, never went to war because we were too strong. We've right. always gone to war because our enemies were tempted to believe they could take us. And under Beijing Biden, I think that that's a very good possibility. 21 conservatives have been holding the line against left-wingers' reckless, insane, and profligate spending. And as you know, the National Defense Authorization Act is up now, the NDAA. Do you support what these conservatives are doing, limiting the spending and trying to focus spending rather than this just insane amount of money they're throwing everywhere in this country, both parties?
In principle, yes. I do have a concern, for the reasons we've just been talking about, that the kinds of investments we must make in our national security have to be an exception to that spending, you know, restraint.
Well, see, can I stop you there?
Further problems if we don't.
No, I know. I agree. I agree with everything you just said. But see, this is how it. This is the transactional idiocy that just burns me up, because we have to negotiate with Democrats who say, well, we're not going to let you defend the country, what you're talking about, Mr. Gaffney. We're not going to let you do that unless you agree to tripling or quadrupling spending on loser social programs, on idiotic wastes of money elsewhere. We're not going to let you Republicans defend the country. And I'm sick and tired of having to make that Faustian bargain. Aren't you?
I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely right. And again, the thing that I think is the only recourse here is to go to the American people with the truth about the parlous state we find ourselves in. And just to put a fine point on what we've been talking about, Chris, one of my colleagues is a marvelous guy who served for 20 years as an undercover operative of the CIA, a fellow by the name of Sam Faddis. You may have had him on your show. If you haven't, I encourage you to do so. Very, very sophisticated fellow. Used to recruit and run assets and agents for our country, mm-hmm, overseas in a lot of unsavory places. He says, in the terms of the trade, the technical way you would characterize Joe Biden is as, quote, a controlled asset of the Chinese Communist Party, unquote. And if that's so, and I believe it is, we have got to go to the public, and we're trying to with, again, this book, The Indictment. We've got to go to them with the truth and point out that we're talking about not just the future of the country that the Chinese Communist Party, as we've been discussing throughout this interview, seeks to take down, but what it means to each of us.
And it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, by the way. They have it in for all of us.
True.
We have to pull together to deter them from attacking us, which is, I think, otherwise in the offing, and to defeat them decisively if it comes to that.
Well,
we're near that right now.
And that's the issue, because you have every single time a Democrat gets in trouble, you have a certain number of Republicans who everybody in this country, the vast majority, according to the polls, believe that Joe Biden is compromised by our foreign enemy, yeah, China and others. So it that word has already gotten out. But every single time you start talking about accountability for a Democrat, you've got Republicans who fall on the sword to save Democrats and to continue their ability to undermine the safety, security, and prosperity of this country. And so I believe going to the American people would be perhaps something we need to do, but might be a fruitless effort, only because you're going to have Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn locking arms and protecting Joe Biden and all of his malign activity as a controlled asset of communist China. I just got to tell you, Mr. Gaffney, in the state in which I am broadcasting to you, in the state of Texas, and this is where I draw my cynicism from. The Republicans who control the state house, the house inside of Texas, they killed a common sense Senate bill which would have denied communist China and Iran and the number one state sponsor of terrorism, the People's Republic of Iran, from buying land in the state of Texas. That would, of course, stop them from spying, compromising our food supply. You know the drill. But it was, air quotes, Republicans in the Texas State House who killed that common sense bill in deference to, and I believe, a traitorous action in deference to our communist enemy. So it's not just we the people fighting the Democrats. We're fighting a cabal from both political parties that seem to have this admiration for the Communist Party of China, a genocidal, racist, and oppressive regime.
I don't think I could disagree with this. Good word you just said. I don't know the situation in the state legislature as well as you do, but everything I've heard confirms what you've just said. And it's certainly true, not just in Austin, but in Washington, D.C. And really, this is the core point of our book, is we have seen the Chinese Communist Party massively successful in the most important element of this unrestricted warfare, and that is what they call elite capture.
Yep.
And it's on both sides of the aisle, and we start our list of 20 recommended actions as to what we have to do to save our country from the Chinese Communist Party with the proposition that we must root out from positions of power and influence, whether it's by, you know, forcing resignations or impeachment or prosecution for that matter, hence the word the indictment for the title. We must have those people out of the positions that are causing them, as a uniparty, if you wish to call it that, or as, you know, partners in betrayal.
Yes, yes.
The American people and our vital interests.
And you folks, you can, if you want a visual for that, Joe Biden locking arms with Mitch McConnell, both men incredibly committed to the safety, prosperity, and security of communist China at the expense of our own country. Frank Gaffney, everybody, is the founder and executive chairman of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C. The name of the book is The Indictment. Where can folks pick it up?
Just about any place books are sold, I'm happy to say. Amazon's made it a national number one bestseller in the national security and international security category, and that's because I think people find it compelling and need to know about China and their rights.
Great catching up, Mr. Gaffney. Come back soon.
Privilege. Thank you, sir.
And as I'm fond of reminding everybody, China has friends here in the United States. By and large, they are in the Democrat Party. There are some who are Republicans as well. And if they are friends with China, they are not friends of the United States or our people. That's going to do it for this Salcedo Storm podcast. Two websites I want you to go to, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. Those are pretty big websites. First off, TexasScorecard.com, enterprising journalism, news you won't find any place else in Texas. And it's sad because there's a lot of news going on here that impacts not only us, but other states as well. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. While you're there, you can drop me an email. You can drop me a voicemail. Find the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEB, the voice of Texas. That's conservative talk radio in the morning and in the afternoon on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth not measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Wow, navigating this housing market sure isn't easy.
I had the same problem until I found Pathway Homes. They have move-in ready homes all over the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Really? Those rental companies make me nervous.
Pathway Homes is different. They renovate the homes and have professional property management after you move in, and they lock in low rent increases for 3 years. Plus, they give you the option to buy the home after the first year. It's up to you if you want to buy in the future if mortgage rates go down.
I really have to check this out. How do I qualify?
If your household income is over $75,000 and your credit score is above 620, you can apply online at yourpathway.com. Once you're approved, just choose from one of their homes that fits your budget and move in.
With rents going up so much the past few years, this sounds great. How do I contact them?
Just go to yourpathway.com. That's yourpathway.com. Yourpathway.com.
Approval is subject to underwriting review.
Shop the Friends and Family event at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Everything's 50% off. Plus, get a bonus 10% off when you shop as a card member. Find your favorite doorbuster deals, too. Shop it all through August 14th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.